And welcome to this segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'll be your host today. I'm Raymond Galker. And, you know, we bring people from the community into our studios who are doing awesome things to make our community a better place to live. And I could not have two better individuals with me today than Steve Zimmerman, who is the founder and are you the president also?
No, it's just the founder? I'm actually a co-founder.
The co-founder of Gettysburg Green Gathering and one of the strong board members, Rose Thornberry, with us today. And of course, Rose is also with the Gettysburg Green Gathering. And thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So what is Gettysburg Green Gathering?
The Gettysburg Green Gathering is a nonprofit, all volunteer, grassroots environmental group. Its founding happened probably 2011 in Tipton's restaurant in Gettysburg, which was a restaurant right up from the courthouse. And it so happens that one day in there, there were several of us that, hate to say it, but were old enough to remember the very first Earth Day because we actually were there at one of the functions in 1970. And there were several band guys in there that played in local music. And we started talking about, why don't we do something for Earth Day this year? So by the following spring, we put together this gathering, and we called it the Gettysburg Green Gathering. It was supposed to be a day of appreciating the earth, a day of music. We were promoting it as a joint combination of the Sierra Club and Woodstock, because there's going to be music and environmental people. Well, from that, several of us put together more of an elaborate plan to really have an organization. And that's how the Gettysburg Green Gathering got started. We formal name, we ended up getting our nonprofit status. And we've developed, I guess, programs, policies, mission statements, and stuff as far as being kind of a environmental group in the Adams County area. Yeah.
So from...
And non-political.
Non-political.
Right.
In the sense that you're not trying to push a philosophy other than be the solution, not the pollution.
Correct. That's our... That's, yeah.
I'll get that today from you. That, I love that. Is that a motto? I
mean, yeah, it's our motto. We have stickers that say that. Yeah.
And that's the only thing you're pushing, really.
Right.
Being the solution, not the pollution. Yeah. So, Rose, how'd you get involved?
About 2 years ago, I saw that they were looking for volunteers for the glass recycling. And I went out one Saturday to volunteer, and I met the other co-founder, Matt Crowner. And he told me all the things that they've been doing that I didn't know about, and I jumped right in. I wanted to help out any way I could.
Okay. And what was the hook? They told you everything they were doing. What really got you passionate about becoming involved? What do they do that is like, okay, I'm in?
So they actually get out in the community and do stuff. They don't just have board meetings. Almost every month we're out doing one of our initiatives, getting out there, getting our hands dirty, and they're all inclusive. Everyone's invited, all ages, groups, everybody. They just want everyone involved.
So this is definitely a passion of the heart for your volunteers, board members, and people that put on certain classes and stuff for you?
Well, we have multiple things that we actually are involved in. One of them is a native tree planting, which anybody can sponsor. It includes the tree, it includes the planting of the tree and a plaque. These we call memorial trees or honor trees, so it can be planted for a loved one that's deceased, or one that's still alive that you want to honor. These trees can be planted in any public site within the county as long as it's okayed. The rec park, we plant many, many trees. We probably have maybe close to 60 trees already planted there. We've done many schools throughout the county. If a member belongs to a church and they pass and people from the church want to plant a tree there, the church okays it, we would do that. The people that purchase these trees are able to come. If it's a memorial tree and the individual's been cremated, they can put ashes in with the tree. We've had taps played by the military at one of the plantings. That's one of the things we do. We were involved in helping set up Adams County glass recycling with a joint effort of some other individuals in the county. We did that and it got it started, and it's been taken over now by the Adams County Mission, which it was not our intention to run it forever, but just to get it started. We have been very fortunate enough to raise money that we have funding for scholarships. This can be from a student that's wanting to go into higher education from Adams County in the study of environmental studies. Also, we, example, one of our board members is a young lady from the high school who's in charge of the environmental group. When they have a project they want to do, she can request funds from us. So we do that. We've offered any teacher in Adams County that needs money to do any kind of environmental study with their students, they can approach us for funding for that. As we all know, some of the schools hurt for finances. So sometimes a teacher may only need $300 or $400 to buy some plants or pots or something to help students with some kind of project, and we're there to help do that. One of our big events every year now is Sustainability Festival, which we work with the Adams County Farmers Market there at the rec park. This year it's going to be July the 18th, Saturday. We have all kinds of sustainability functions going on, and fun functions. For the kids, we got face painting. For those that are adventurous, we have goat yoga. We have an electric car, almost like a car lot of electric vehicles. This year, looks like we're even going to have a bus that's going to be there, but motorcycles and all shapes and sizes of cars. Solar, wind, everything you can imagine. People talk about canning, root cellars, just anything sustainable to help. We also have speakers. This fall, September the 19th, we are having a speaker come up from Tacoma Park, Maryland, to speak on environmental changes within Tacoma Park. So most people agree that there's been a real change in our weather. What's causing it is debatable. We just sort of accept that it's happening, and what can we do about it? So it goes back to solution, pollution. What can we do? How can we help? So it's just about education and reaching out is what we're really about. No judgment on what anybody really believes politically. It's just if you want to come out. And what Rose was saying, we also do maintenance on a lot of the trees we planted. We have maintenance days where we come out, we meet wherever we're going to do. We edge, mulch, trim, fertilize the trees with organic fertilizer. We take care of a pollinator garden in the rec park. So we're very hands-on. We get dirty. It's not just talking at a board meeting about what we think we might want to do maybe. Mm-hmm. It's really, we get out and do it.
You do it.
You do it.
Yeah. You do it.
Yeah.
You get your hands dirty.
Right.
And that's part of the passion. You like jumping into that earth and trying to make it so it's nurturable for a plant to
absolutely
grow.
Absolutely.
Not only trees, though.
I mean, right, yeah.
Do you deal with other plantings?
Well, we have this one pollinator garden, and we have a student from Gettysburg College that's very much involved with the board now, and he is actually germinating and raising several thousand native wildflowers that he plans to give away, do different things with them, and use them in some of the pollinator gardens. So yeah, we're into that very much so, yeah.
Do you have a building anywhere?
No.
No, not yet. But but you work a lot with the rec park.
Yes, the rec park has been great with allowing us to come in, do things, to plant trees, and you know, I think they like the fact that we also help take care of the trees. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've been great, and hopefully, as they've lost a lot of trees over the years, we're putting in the next generation. And most all of them have been trees that have been they're either memorial or honor trees. Some businesses can buy trees, so yeah.
But every tree that is a memorial tree or honor tree has a plaque with it.
Yes. And they're all native trees. They're native trees. So we have a big list of natives that we use. So yeah.
And there's a lot of native trees right now that are in danger.
Well,
lights and
there's that. There's some things going on with some of the seasonal climate issues where we're having warmer, drier summers, shorter, less intense winters. There are trees that are suffering from some of this. And when a tree starts to suffer from its environmental issues, it's really easy for opportunistic things to take over because the trees are weakened. Mm-hmm. But even up north, some of the people that are really into or growing the sugar maples, they're suffering decline. There's a decline locally of some oak trees. So there's a lot of things going on that our thing is to try to keep planting and keep stuff as healthy as we can.
And do you look at an alternative for those type of trees that might fit the environment now?
The best thing we can do is plant good stock that we know is going to take hold. Mm-hmm. and get good stock from good reputable growers that are growing a good native plant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so most of the people we deal with are local. Both of them are down around Tawnytown, Maryland, both nurseries. Mm-hmm. And they're not public nurseries or trade nurseries.
So this is a group of individuals who have a passion for our environment. Were you this way, Rose, when you were growing up?
No.
No?
No, I just found this group, and they always have exciting ideas every month, to even when the weather's, you know, cold and stuff through the winter, they always have great ideas to things we can do.
Do you meet monthly?
Yes.
So if someone's interested in connecting, developing, or sharing their passion, how can they become part of the Gettysburg Green Gathering?
We have a Facebook page. We have a website. We have an email. And our meetings are the first Tuesday of every month. And this time of year, until it gets too cold, we meet at 5:30 at the rec park.
Okay.
On picnic tables down by the pollinator garden.
Okay.
Yeah. So we meet outside, and probably we have a meeting tomorrow night. And from that meeting, one of the things on the agenda is when we're going to start our, usually we do it for about a month. We might do it every other week, but we'll meet on Tuesday nights also in a rec park, and we'll start doing some maintaining of the trees, maintenance of the trees. We find that doing it later in the day, we're still taking up a Saturday. And it's, the days are longer, so we can work a couple hours in the evening. Yeah, and it's cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people do you get to participate?
Sometimes it's 3 or 4. Sometimes it's been 10 and 12. Sometimes it's more. Yeah, we've had some big groups. We've had some small groups.
It depends.
And we just kind of roll with whoever's there. We do what we can.
Mm-hmm. And now you have a big event every year.
Several.
And what are they?
Well, it's the sustainability event's pretty big.
Okay.
How many vendors do we usually get with that?
About 30.
Yeah.
And you have that what time of the year?
It's July the 18th. Okay. It's a Saturday. Yeah, it's coming up. And that's held in conjunction with the rec park, with the farmer's market.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a speaker come up. His name is Bill Tidewell. That'll be at the rec park also, and that'll be September the 19th.
Okay.
And he's speaking on the changes of the environment in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And he, this guy is an environmentalist who runs his own organization down there. But yeah, he's just, from the time he's moved in till now, what's happened with the temperature, some of the changes, and the dying of some of these huge trees in that area. Very, I've read his book. It's a very, very interesting book. And I think it can bring things home because it's only a few miles away. Mm-hmm. And as an environmentalist, also as a guy that works in the industry, the green industry, I'm a landscaper, I see changes occurring amongst things that let's say, alarming to think about. My kids, my grandkids, where this generation is going to go with what's happening, and is there things that we can do to help change it?
And so this all came about because a lot of the people who were already friends shared the same passion, ate at the same restaurant,
right,
and
right.
said, "Hey, would you like dessert, or would you like to make the environment better?"
Well, yeah, and it was some of us talking about the April 22nd, 1970s Earth Day. Mm-hmm. You know, that happened in major cities, the entire United States. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a day that had programs, and I attended one, and other people attended them at different locations. But they always had people were just being made conscious. Out of that Earth Day festival, we ended up with Clean Water, Clean Air Acts. I mean, a whole lot of things happened in Congress. The Environmental Protection Agency happened several years after that. So it was a big change in our the way we did business in this country with protecting the environment. And that's what we were talking about. And somebody said, "Why don't we have some music? We'll have a festival." We go, "Oh, okay, let's do that." And so from that, it just thing went on into something, yeah.
Now, do you still have that?
No. The pandemic kind of put the festival at ease, and it took several years. I mean, we still met and did things, but we didn't have gatherings like that. So from that, we've just sort of altered the course a little bit.
And the course could change if we had enough people that we get together and say, "Hey, I'd love to sit out on my porch and listen to the birds."
Right, right.
"Hey, there's something I could do about it," you know? And it doesn't take a lot to make a difference.
And anybody that comes to our board meetings or talks to us brings stuff, and we, you know, it's, I don't know, we just try to roll with it, I think. I mean, it's, so any ideas people come up with to do anything, I just, to me, it's like, let's make people aware. There's a lot of study and stuff today, too, even about kids that aren't in touch with nature like we used to be. I mean, we used to build forts and we played outside all the time. There's a book out called The Last Child in the Woods that's all about that and where we've changed and things. And, you know, so I'm all about that too. I think kids need to get dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, play in a garden.
I have a grandchild that would rather be outside than inside and would rather have the rake in their hand than anything else. And
when promote that.
And the crazy thing too, Steve, is when you look at the old homes that were built, they were built for someone to sleep in, get up, have breakfast, and go outside.
Yeah.
Now homes are built so that you come home from work, you push a button, the garage door goes down, and you're either on social media or hopefully watching the show.
Yeah, right.
but, you know, we need to be in touch with nature. You know, I just think we need it. And you give a scholarship out?
Yes.
Okay. And you have an annual green festival.
Yes, it's what we have now is actually, we call it the Sustainability Festival.
And
that's the thing in July, yeah.
And the scholarship is that's given to a high school student from the area to help them as they...
For going to a four-year degree in environmental science.
Environmental science.
The other thing that we also do is we work with Strawberry Hill fairly closely.
Okay.
And we've been given Strawberry Hill money as a scholarship too, and that money's tagged into an account that kids in the county whose parents may not be able to afford to send them to camps at Strawberry Hill, they can use this money to get that child into the camp so they can go up there and play with the tadpoles, the salamanders, and do that sort of thing. So, yeah.
You never know what you'll find underneath one of those.
That's right. And Strawberry Hills, that's another, that's an Adams County hidden treasure. There's so many people who don't even know that exists. Yeah.
And that's located?
Up on Mount Hope Road right near Fairfield.
And does your group do a lot with them?
Yeah, we participate in a lot with them. We planted trees up there. We have my mother-in-law, who's deceased, has a memorial tree at Strawberry Hill. Yeah.
And again, if anybody wanted to do a memorial tree, if anybody wanted to get a hold of your organization, if anybody wanted to give money so that you could do more,
yeah,
they can go to your
website. They can go to I guess the Facebook page, and just contact us.
This is a great opportunity for individuals who have a passion of the heart to get together with other people with the same passion. And that passion is Adams County. It's being outside. It's the environment. There are so many areas in our county that's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. A great community is a connected community. So if your passion is the betterment of Adams County and the environment, please get involved with Gettysburg Green Gathering. The glass recycling was a great success, and now the Adams County, it's ARM, Adams Rescue Mission, is right. Taking that on. So people can still participate in that at any time, right?
Right.
They just go to ARM and give your recyclable glass.
Yeah, they should call ARM first, because I'm not sure if they're open. We were the first Saturday of every month to drop it off, and then we also had the rights to drop off from different organizations that were large on the first and third Thursday. One of the things I'd like to say about the glass thing that was real important for us was that Cynthia Salisbury approached us about helping her set this up. A community member who's got a passion for environmental things. And the thing that we stuck with was that this glass is actually being sent to a recycling center that obviously, as it gets broken up, there's very tiny pieces. Tiny pieces will be used as filler, but the vast majority of this glass is made back into ketchup and pickle and beer bottles. It's being actually recycled back into glass, functional glass vessels that it used to be. And that was really important to us that happened, that it just didn't get broken up and used as filler in a road. Mm-hmm. So, what was the tonnage when we were done?
21. What? I don't know, 21.
That was more than that. It was well over 100.
Okay.
Yeah, we sent four loads, maybe five loads out as we did this, and it was 21 to 23 tons each load. Mm-hmm. So we collected a lot of glass. Mm-hmm. And one thing I can say, which is not a secret from us that helped, right? Mm-hmm. We realized from collecting that glass that in Adams County, there is a heck of a lot more beer and wine consumed than there are pickles.
Well, and I'm one of the people. He loves the pickles,
yeah.
The wine, the beer, the olives. If it's fermented,
yeah.
Sauerkraut. Is
yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is it's still going on.
Yes,
it's
it
still
is.
Still going yep. on. And
as we know, ARM has still got the same connections with the place that we were shipping it out in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yep.
So, great. So, thanks for coming in and
Thank
sharing
you.
Your passion. Thanks for taking your passion and making the community better through it. Rose, is there anything you'd like to say as we part?
Thank you for listening.
There you go. You been trying to get her to say more?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I was just talking too much.
What is the most fun when you guys gather?
Just hearing about all the fun that they've had since they've started. It's always been just hanging out and spending time with each other and getting to know each other and learning all we can from Steve.
Mm-hmm. So you're building a community. You're building a fraternity.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is there anything you'd like to say, Steve?
I tell you what's really the thing that I like doing. I got the opportunity this year to talk to a Cub Scout group about what we do. I also had the opportunity, was it 2 years ago? We planned for the Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. We planned for a Girl Scout unit. They sponsored a tree in the park. And it was just to see these young people that enjoy the outside, that got dirty, that played and did this and did that, and had such interest, very attentive to what they were doing. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing gives me hope.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for watching this segment of Open House, where we had the Gettysburg Green Gathering. We had Steve Zimmerman, the co-founder.
Yes.
Okay. And Rose Thornberry, one of their passionate board members.
Right.
You know? And this is a group that you can get together, and they just don't meet. They get things done. So until we bring some other individuals that are doing great things from the community into this show to share with you, stay healthy and remember, you are the best. Please get connected to the Gettysburg Green Gathering.
I thought I had it turned off.
And
they can edit that out, right?
That's from God.
Hey, we're going to be on the blooper reel.
Yeah.
Oh.
I turned it off.
That was just awesome. So,